The Biden administration's problems. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Gas prices are going up in the U.S. again, as OPEC Plus deciding to cut back on oil production. And the nation's crime wave continues to distress Americans. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
President Biden lashing out at Saudi Arabia for slashing oil production. On Fox News Sunday, the former Secretary of State said the president should look in the mirror. Pompeo also taking issue at Biden's comments on Armageddon, defined in the Bible as the last battle between the forces of good and evil, the end of days. Pompeo called those comments, quote, reckless. The vice president flew to Austin to talk about abortion, not high gas prices or the southern border. Crime a major issue during the midterm elections, just speaking anecdotally, I met a young mother. She says she won't even take her family to Philadelphia, just 40 minutes away.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency Friday due to the ongoing arrival of migrants sent from Texas. The surge of migrants at the southern border, overwhelming Border Patrol. Fox's David Lee Miller reports.
After Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency seeking state and federal aid to assist in footing the bill, at least six more buses arrived from Texas. Despite New York's plea that it can continue to provide support services for the migrants, officials in Texas are not backing down. El Paso officials say the migrants have chosen to go to New York City and that no one is being forced to go where they don't want to go. Meanwhile, the federal government on Friday sent two planes of unaccompanied teenage asylum seekers to upstate New York.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott also transported over 8,200 migrants near Vice President Kamala Harris's home in Washington, D.C. last week. The vice president says the border is secure. Russian missiles striking multiple Ukrainian cities early Monday, including the capital city of Kyiv. The number of casualties is unknown. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Abortion access, a key issue in Georgia's U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York.
Allegations that Walker urged abortions for an ex-girlfriend seem to conflict with a stated campaign position to make abortion illegal if elected. Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon says he backs Walker despite moral questions some have.
I sure do, more for the policy positions he's going to take.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Elissa Slotkin says in light of evidence presented,
I think what Mr. Walker is doing himself is enough for voters to see.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Walker at times has denied knowing the ex-girlfriend, even though she had a child with him.
Police and the FBI are frantically searching for a missing toddler in Georgia. Fox's Krista Mayo reporting.
Little Quinton Simon was reported missing by his mother last Wednesday when she last saw the 20-month-old playing in his playpen at their home in Savannah. Officers have been working around the clock to try to find him and have searched many areas, including the home, backyard pool, and a nearby pond, but have come up empty so far. Police say there is no evidence to suggest foul play was involved in his disappearance. Police and the FBI have deployed canine teams, drones, helicopters, and other means in the search.
The future of an Olympic event on shaky ground.
Officials are seeking to remove the equestrian element of the modern pentathlon. This after a German coach was caught on film during the Tokyo Olympics striking an uncooperative horse repeatedly during competition. Among the proposed solutions, obstacle course racing, as inspired by NBC's hit show American Ninja Warrior, is being viewed as a way of helping the modern pentathlon to captivate a younger audience after one more run in its current version in Paris in 2024. The event has been a part of the Olympics since 1912, seeing some changes, including the replacement of pistol shooting with laser guns.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.